posted in the article thing. Hey, shalom. Happy Sabbath. Most High Christ bless. Welcome to the Power Hour, Native Latin and Black, Lost History and Biblical Topics. I am your host, Captain Aparium.
Officer Elkanah.
Soldier Caleb.
All right, all praises to the Most High God for blessing us with another high holy day, another Sabbath, and another day to build our nation. Usually in Christianity, you say thank you for another day on earth.
Right. No, we don't like this captivity. No, sir.
If you're happy here, then you need to check your spirit.
Right. Facts.
And maybe your genealogy.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I ain't freaking happy yet. And you know what? And things could be going good for brothers and sisters, but this ain't your rest, the scripture says, man.
Now we seek for a better country.
Yeah, exactly. Says. Yeah, all praises, man. This is not your rest, brothers and sisters.
That's right.
Officer, can you speak closer to the mic, sir?
Yes, sir.
There you go.
Got you.
So again, we are continuing. This is the series, The Truth Shall Make You Free, The Invention of the Negro and the Caucasian People. This will be episode 6. Highly encourage you to watch episodes 1 through 5. That'll catch you up to speed. And a lot of great information has been shared there. So, you know, spirit's still moving me to continue with this topic. All right. But other things have also come up, too. So I got to try to squeeze things in. You know, this is the Power Hour, so we come hard and raw.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead. This is the first one, right, producer? The very first one I posted in the group?
Yes, sir.
Praises. So let's go ahead and start with this video here. My hope is that I will continue to pick up with Japheth. We're still on Japheth. There's just so much stuff going on. All right? Like I said, man, I still got a stack of references here and historical references, et cetera, to go over in this series. But things come up during the week. Things come up during the week, right, that shake your head moments that it just freaking amazes me. Now, granted, this is not our people that we're going to be showing here in the video, but it influences our people. Let me tell you what I mean by that. See, unbeknownst to us, right, the feminist movement, like marijuana, was a gateway drug. See, the Most High knows what he created, right?
Right.
So he understands that you go ahead and give a woman a little bit of authority, right, if they're not repenting and understand their very important role in the building of this nation. It's just not being a leader of a nation.
Right.
Being, you know, making sure the house is taken care of if she's married, making sure that she's following the law, statutes, and commandments.
And she's right. Upholding her revolutionary man. And
she's upholding her revolutionary
right.
man, right, like the sister Shakur mentioned.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Ashanti Shakur, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, and if she's not married, making sure she's backing up the men that are putting in the work and
that's
building
right.
this nation.
Yes, sir.
All right. Because we've seen that through history. You know, Black Wall Street wasn't built on women that were trying to do their own thing. They were supportive of the men that were building that.
Right.
Right. And that's the way this nation has to be built and also, will be built.
And also the women were supposed to be teaching the young children
right.
how to love themselves and
right.
showing them that good imagery of,
right.
of a mother and a father.
Right. Right. Because it start, a nation building starts in the home.
Right.
It starts with the man.
Yeah.
Right. Working on himself, making sure he's correct. He's right. According to the scriptures.
Yes, sir.
And then he passes that on to his house if he's married and to his nation and to his children. And then once the children get a certain age, like you said, now it's time to pass the torch from the moms to the pops, and now he hits them with reality.
That's right.
Not that what the mom hit him wasn't reality. Mm-hmm. She hits him at the reality of that level.
Mm-hmm. That tender care.
Right.
And,
right.
Right.
Right. Right. Right. Right. Exactly. Showing the daughters how to reverence their husbands
right.
when they one day when they get married when they're older.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
According to the scriptures. But it's a gateway drug. Because that thing opened up everything that we see today. And it's no accident that the scripture calls it the flood. Because that was one of the things that opened up the flood of lies, the flood of sin on our people. Okay? Some of y'all first timers, so to our loyal viewers, welcome. Welcome. We appreciate y'all as always. Like, subscribe, comment, and share. Share, share, share. And for our first-timers, welcome as well. Happy Sabbath to all of y'all. And for the spies and the haters, everybody here, hello.
Shalom.
No, no, they don't get a shalom.
Oh, no, no.
No, no, no,
hey,
no, no.
Hey, buddy.
They get a hi. We see ya.
Right.
We knows ya.
Got you.
All right. So with that being said, it opened up a flood of lies. Okay? So let's play the video, and we'll comment on this. All right? Because you got to understand something, right? Our people are impressionable. Children are impressionable, right? And if they believe, because they're not being taught by their elders, by their parents, that they are the Israelites, that this world is corrupt, it's disgusting, it's terrible. And because of that, and because of the promise that the Most High God made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, will be destroyed, okay? Not the earth, America, Babylon. Will be destroyed by thermonuclear destruction according to the scriptures. And we see a lot of stuff rising up right now, tensions here and there. Okay. One day, when the Black Messiah returns, we will be brought back to our rightful place of rulership. So, again, I always say this is a chess game. It's a game of chess between Jacob and Esau. Our life is only between world and life is only between Jacob and Esau. That's all it's about. Everybody else is just supporting actors playing their role. But the antagonist and the protagonist, those of you that know how movies and stories work, okay, is Jacob and Esau. The antagonist is obviously Esau.
Hero and a villain.
Kevin. Hero and a villain. That's it. That's what you see all the time in movies, right? It's always about that. There's always a happy ending. But it's never us. The exception of Black Panther.
Right?
So let's go ahead and play this video. Y'all see where I'm going with this. Okay, producers, remember, give me the 5-minute countdown as well. All right, and roll.
The brutal victory of a transgender woman and former U.S. Special Forces sergeant over a female opponent in a mixed martial arts fight really split critics. Some are applauding it as a key step to equality, while others are appalled at what they call a dangerous mismatch between a female and a biological male.
So stop right there. So right out the gate, you should be saying to yourself, self, what the hell is this? A man, once he becomes a man, it's different. A boy and a girl is different. Mosai, he did a little thing, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I don't forget. I got kicked in my privates when I was a kid by a girl. And she had those church shoes at the front. They're real hard and round. And it's equally surfaced, so you don't miss anything, right? You don't miss anything. And I saw that was my first experience to never want to get hit in the privates again, ever. Like never.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was like at her beckoning call. She could have did whatever she was. She could have stopped me with the heel of that shoe. You know, that had the hard heel back then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm talking about those church shoes.
Yeah. Baby dolls. They call them baby dolls.
Yeah, baby dolls. Yeah. Those with had the strap.
Yep.
She caught every part of it with the shoe, with the round part. Anyway. So they were stronger when we were boys.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Most how the Most High made it. But then there comes a point, our makeup, all right, that the way the Most High made us, that the man becomes strong. Okay. And I'll be honest with you, I don't care if she's 300 pounds and you're 150. You a man, you're going to be able, for the most part.
Yeah, for the most part. Some brothers get whooped.
Because I knew a dude back in the days, man, that, yeah, he had a big girl like that, and she had him in a headlock one time. But he was a simp.
Right.
But I'm talking about a dude that ain't a simp, right, that can handle himself. I don't care if she's 350, and she got skills,
right,
like in Harlem Nights. Y'all remember that scene?
Yeah. I forget her name. I know
I forgot her name, too. Damn, she passed away.
Yeah, she did.
Damn. And she was putting on her Eddie Murphy. Right?
Whooped on him, too.
Yeah, whooped on him, bro. With the jab, everything. Bah! Okay, so, of course, that's Hollywood, but it ain't really like that in reality. So when I saw this, I was like, whoa. And the first thing came to my mind was what I said. I said, yo, feminism was the gateway to all this crap that we're seeing today. This makes no, out of the gate, you should say to yourself, this makes no sense. And you're going to see as the video plays on, I'm going to play various videos. Okay. And this is still part of the invention of the Negro and the Caucasian people. Trust me. Trust me. Okay. It really is. All right.
Yes, sir.
Because I guarantee you, you're going to see our people trying to do this thing, what you're seeing here. So when I saw it, I was like, and you know, man, you box. You know, right out the gate, you should have been like, yo. And you're going to see in this video that he was letting up. You're going to see. You're going to be able to tell. If you're a fighter, you're going to tell that he wasn't. No way in the world, bro. Okay? Even if they put estrogen in you, I don't see. A man is a man. Right?
Yes, sir.
So let's go. Play the video, man. Play the video.
Details from Artie's Alexei Rozhevsky.
Unfair fight is right.
Yelena McLaughlin from South Carolina is only the second athlete in the history of mixed martial arts to compete, being an open transgender. She won her fight last Friday against a female opponent, and that ended in a second round.
The mere fact that he got to even say she won her fight. She had it got you by the balls? I would have been like, this crazy dude won the fight. But then I wouldn't have a job.
Right.
Go ahead.
And with a rear naked choke, which is quite a brutal way to end a mixed martial arts bout. That caused a lot of controversy among pundits and experts who said that this was an unfair advantage, primarily because Alana was born Ryan McLaughlin, spent 6 years in the U.S. Special Forces before starting
U.S. Special Forces. All right. Now I'm going to tell you something. Because I was in the Marine Corps. And not every Marine can fight. I'm going to tell you straight up. Not everyone is tough. Some of them just do it. I don't know, man. They just freaking do it. Okay. But when you're in the Marines, and she was the Special Forces, you got some skills. You got some skills. Now, that don't mean that you're going to always whoop some ass or you're going to have style. Because as you see this, those who know boxing, you're going to see that, you know, I don't know. That's why I think he let up, man, because but then again, it goes back to my thing. Not everybody can fight just because you're in Special Forces or Marine Corps. You know, you're good at that stuff, what you're trained at. But if you got to go hand-to-hand combat, that's a different story. You know, everybody's tough when I can shoot you from 1,000 yards away. You feel me? All right. So, all right, go ahead, play.
In 2010, that's why many of the pundits.
This is the dude right here.
Oh,
Now, even if he didn't know how to fight, he got size on him, right? You know, he got some strength or he lifted some weights, right?
That's crazy.
So, right out the gate, I don't know why they covered his face, but they showed her anyway. Right out the gate, you got to tell yourself, yo, even if she was 350, you know, I got my money on homeboy.
Right.
Hell no.
That's crazy.
What bragging points do you get by beating up a woman, dude?
Well, you lose either way, right? Because if you beat him, no bragging points. If you get your ass whooped, no bragging points.
You a punk for that one.
Man. That's crazy. He looked like he can compete in the men's UFC.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah, but obviously he can't.
Right.
Right.
All right. Yeah. I trust, that's what I'm saying. If he were to go with the real MMA dudes, that thing won't last 20 seconds. I can tell you right now, everything that I saw about it, because you know me, I analyze stuff.
Right.
All right. And you're going to see, bro. You're going to see. You tell me. I'm going to hear your remarks, too. All right, go ahead, please.
In MMA and very renowned pundits as well said that this was unfair, irrespective of how one treats the rights of transgender people. They all said they supported the rights of transgender people, but from a sporting perspective, this was unjust. Let's listen.
Alana McLaughlin transitioned 5 years ago, which means that she lived 33 years of her life as a man. Tonight, McLaughlin
fought. So she had a lot of man in him. He He has a lot of man in him. Look, got me saying she. The hell is this? He has a lot of man in him. 33. Full testosterone went in, and now it goes reverse. I'm 30. Once you hit 30, they say you lose like 1%, 2% every year. You young buck, sorry.
Yeah,
that's how it is, mister.
It is what it
is. Yeah.
I'm not gonna get a damn.
Now that being said, we Israel.
Right.
So you know, it's a little different.
Right.
All right. Plus, you know, you work out, you eat right, you know. But go ahead.
Be the biological woman. What a shock! This is nonsense.
This is Alana McLaughlin, the female who won her first MMA fight against someone born a woman. I think people can identify with whatever they like, but I don't think this has a place in combat sports. You'll think this is okay and empowering to transgenders?
Interestingly enough, not only...
You know what will happen? Here's the other thing that happens with the story. You get that one transgender that one day the devil gets in and they wake up. Alana McLaughlin. Let somebody go ahead and mess with me today in the streets. And they're going to try to do that rear naked choke thing, and they're going to get their ass whooped. So it's also delusional, too. But go ahead.
We're outraged with such fight taking place, but also feminists. A couple of prominent feminist accounts tweeted out that this looks like basically a woman's abuse.
Yo, even the they can't even get it right themselves, right? Because they want woman power, but they you see how confusion. But it's abuse.
That's crazy.
But you want that power.
Right.
You want to jump in there.
Right. You even had the picture. I brought her out on Wednesday, man. You could do this, sister, or whatever the hell it is, with the Edomite, with the handkerchief, with like she got a muscle with the sleeve rolled up.
The hell is this?
Damn. Go ahead, man.
Biological male. Let's listen to that as well.
Male violence against women as a public sport? No,
Stop.
Thank you.
Hey, you can't have your cake and eat it too, man. So now it's male violence?
Yeah, he's a transgender.
This is what it's going to create. There's a reason why the scripture calls America Babylon.
Right.
Babylon means land of confusion. Mm-hmm. This nothing that we're seeing today in our lives may make sense. And tomorrow, nothing's going to make... Guess what? 2 minutes from now, nothing's going to make sense either. Mm. We're going to see stuff that's just freaking crazy. Mm. Go ahead. You got something?
No. Whether you tuck it up or chop it off, take estrogen pills or dye your hair pink, a male will always be a male and cannot change into a female.
See, that's my point. The estrogen may freaking make you a little yellow makes me sad type thing, but you still got man in you.
Right.
You still got man in you.
Man,
estrogen may give you
breasts.
You
are a man. That's
right.
The whole thing.
Right.
You are a man.
Right. Right. You know what? Well, just, I was going to bring it out later. Give me Ecclesiastes 7:29 because there's no way in the world. They try at camp, they try with comments, they try in the media to say that I'm born this way. No, you freaking evil spirits on you, and you got the heavy spirit of lust on you. Because you know what else that type of spirit does? It makes you even more of a whoremonger. Because at least when you man, woman, you still got morals. You know, even though today is off the hook.
Right.
Right. But you still got some type of understanding that, hey, you know, this comes with consequences. Right.
Right.
You want to play, you got to pay. Right. You may have a child, whatever. Their thing is, well, I'm sticking it wherever I need to stick it for my pleasure. Mm-hmm. And nothing's going to happen from that. So there's no responsibility. And the other way with the woman on woman. Right.
Yes, sir.
So it just opens up an avenue, a door, a huge evil door for whoremongering. Mm-hmm. Amongst sodomitis and sodomite and all of that stuff. Okay? But we're going to get into all of that. Go ahead.
It's the book of Ecclesiastes.
This is so hideous.
No.
How
Stop.
Can anyone...
I'm sorry.
You want to read?
Yep.
Yeah. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, verse 29. Lo, this only have I found, that God hath made man upright.
Uh-huh.
But they have sought out many inventions.
God made man upright. God made this dude, Ryan McLaughlin, whatever his name is. And we saw him before that. That's a man. Dude, you look at that, you're like, yo, that's a man's man, right?
Right.
So you would think.
Right?
You would think.
That's a man's man. But, yo, in his mind, because as a result of feminism, and don't get me wrong, because we're going to read about this. Feminism was the gateway in modern times. This was accepted in biblical times. We're going to get into all of that, man. We're going to get into that. This is not new because guess what? This is Solomon speaking in Ecclesiastes. That was thousands of years ago that he made this statement. So it was happening back then too.
Right.
Okay? But they didn't have media like this now to show all this stuff. Right?
Mm.
Read it one more again.
Book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, verse 29.
Read it out.
Lo, this only have I found, that God hath made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions.
That's Esau for you. That's Esau for you. I keep telling y'all, our life is about us versus them. Jacob versus Esau, the Israelites versus the Edomites. They sought out inventions. I went out in episode one about inventions ad nauseum.
Right.
Go back and watch it. You'll see their inventions. The title of this series is The Invention of the Negro and Caucasian People.
Hmm.
So these are inventions. They sought out these inventions. He woke up one morning after fighting battles in combat, right? Which, now that I think about it, being a Marine many, many, many years ago in the 80s, there was dudes like that in my platoon, and I was taking showers freaking in front of them, bro, because we had no choice.
Hell no.
Did they ever come out like homo? Like,
they better not back then.
No, but I did see one Edomite that I jacked him up one day before we graduated from boot camp. He was on a family feud back in the days when I had the Marines against the Navy, and he still had the same cut on his lip. I still remember that.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know,
try to hit me with one of those big push brooms.
Oh, yeah.
Clocked him, bro. He was like just instant.
Yeah, gotcha.
But it was a week before graduation. No, 2 weeks before graduation. I thought I was done. But luckily, unbeknownst to me, you look at these things back. When you're in this troop, you look back. My senior drill instructor was Judite from D.C., and he likes me a lot.
All praise.
So he told us what we were going to say.
Mm.
Yep.
All praise.
Yep.
You know, Cap, that was crazy about this Edomite and how he looks brolic and looks like a man's man, and how the scriptures say that the spirit of Esau is not upright.
Right.
It's not upright in him.
And Habakkuk, right?
And Habakkuk. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, did he change his, because this, it could be a couple possibilities. I'm just, because there's so much confusion of why.
You got to find some reasoning behind it.
There's some reasoning behind it. Why would you change?
I want to hear you out. And it's good.
Yeah.
But you know where the conversation stops? In Habakkuk. The spirit ain't upright.
I know.
But go ahead, brother. Right. I want to say your peak, because I know where you're going with this.
Because you can see in the picture, he also went and got breast implants as well. So did he change his gender to a woman because he couldn't get women and he had things against women and he wanted just to fight them and just beat them up in the MMA because he had something against women? Or did he change it because of his sexual preference that he wanted to be a woman and sleep with men? Like, it just
no, I get
it
you.
Don't make
I
sense
get you.
To me.
I get you. Trust me. I was thinking of all things like that this week too, right? You know, maybe he was Norman Bates, got abused by his moms when he was little and became psycho.
Right,
I don't know.
Right.
Who the hell knows, man? Your old brothers.
Because you got to be sick to do something
that.
Like that.
Yeah, it just don't make no sense, bro. You know, but guess what? What's even more sickening is that our people are God's chosen and they do stuff like
right,
this.
They're going to follow that example.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come
all right, go ahead.
Home,
play the video. Play the video.
And cannot change into a female. This is so hideous.
And this is coming from a feminist. They cannot change into a female. They cannot change into a female. The scripture just proved that, first and foremost. I made man upright. Go ahead.
Watch or even think that this is normal or acceptable.
Alana herself said that she didn't buy any of this criticism, stating, first of all, that she was battered for two rounds, being, you know.
Y'all got to see the fight, man. He shouldn't have had one freaking mouse under her eye. Not one.
His eye.
His
eye.
Damn.
His ass.
Damn.
Him.
Damn.
Him.
The
him.
Evil.
He's a
the
him.
Evil. The evil. The evil.
He's him. He's a him.
The hell,
man.
He shouldn't have had none of that stuff. He tried to look. He tried to put the pity face. Like, look.
That's crazy.
Look, look. That's how you know to perpetuate their agenda, he let her hit him.
Because that's the first lie you come with.
Right.
You've been exposed.
Right.
Like, if they say something, I'm going to tell them.
Right.
Look, I got to be.
You know he had this plan, man. Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He didn't wake up one day from muscles to freaking breasts.
Right. Every thought of him, every thought of every one of them is deep.
It's deep.
He thought this whole thing through.
Hell yeah, man.
He
I know how you so wrong, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Go ahead.
Fought against by a very equal opponent.
Mm-hmm.
And also the fact that everything, all the kind of criticism coming her way is just mere transphobia. That's what she described it. But I have to say, this is not the first case.
Stop.
Of...
You see how they always try to pass it on the other person? No, it's the other person's fault. No, the scripture just said he had made man upright.
Right.
Crap, that you were born that way. That's BS. You got a bing-bing between your legs, you a man.
That's right.
That's it. If you acting all feminine, man, first of all, that's your family's fault for not checking that when you were putting on the heels and
that's
stuff.
Right. That's right.
Right?
Because it's not cute.
Right.
It's
and when you and when you were a boy looking in the mirror all the time, now you got I stopped that. And, looking in the mirror, all that's so much for.
Right.
Don't be freaking falling in love with yourself. Love yourself. Don't fall in love with yourself.
Right.
The hell is this, man? I stopped that thing quick, man. You know what I mean? You got kids do stuff. Don't get me wrong. Kids, they're curious. They express. I get all of that. Okay?
But it's got to be checked.
You got to check it. It's our responsibility to check. That's why I said at the beginning, right? We always say the nation building starts in your home.
With the man.
Right. With you have boys, you build them to be boys. That's you have women, you build them to be women.
That's right.
Okay? So stop that thing. You got to check that thing. My kids, they know that thing, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Even my oldest man was born way before I was in the truth. He don't play that thing. You know what I mean?
Like with this Edomite, this man.
He wasn't really raised with me either, man.
This his parents probably it was.
Well, you know
what
you talk about.
Yeah, I mean it's crazy.
Ryan, you okay? It's okay to be you, Ryan.
You got mommy's panties on, Ryan.
Right. Oh, look how cute, Tom. Oof. Too many expertise.
Yeah,
play the video. Play the video.
Obviously, transgenders in sports. Let's go back to the Tokyo Olympics in 2020, where four transgender athletes made their debut for the first time in the history of Olympics. And it's also the second time in MMA. There was a fighter, Fox Fallon, retiring in 2014.
Stop. And you know what's crazy with everything going on, man? That's why you got to be in this truth. You got to repent.
Praises for this truth.
Let me tell you, man. I will be scared today to try to find a wife.
For real. Yeah.
I would. Because I know what I feel. I'm not going to say it. They'll freaking knock the video out. I just don't ever want to. Thank God I was never in that situation.
No, praise to the Most High. Because I know the brothers that got tricked.
Hey.
Some brothers got tricked.
And you know what, man? Yeah. I always looked at the neck, bro. They didn't have surgeries
sometimes
when I was growing up.
You can't look at the
neck
now.
When I was growing up, they didn't have surgeries.
They don't have the level of.
You had the knot. You had the knot on the neck.
You got the knot on the head. You got the knot on the face. That's crazy.
Was it happening, bro?
Right.
There was one time, man. Okay, one second, man. There was one time, man, I was talking to a chick, you know, in the world, something like that. I don't know, man. Something was just telling me. Yo, because something tells you something ain't right, man.
You right. You right.
I was like, I said, nah, man, I'm out. Something ain't right, man. Go ahead, producer.
Hey, there was a post that I saw. It was saying that a lot of men are going to spend money nowadays trying to figure out why their wife can't have a baby.
Bam. Woo! Yo, you know what, man? That's deep. Yo, that's freaking. Yo.
That's true. Hey, if nobody understood that post, it's because the man doesn't know he's married to a man that looks like a woman.
That's sad that you even have to break it down.
Yeah,
I knew where he met out the gate.
Right, because some people are not going to get why. Because a man is probably married to another man with breasts, changed his name, taking what are the estrogen shots, and you think it's a woman.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something. I remember years ago, when this first started coming out, man, there was one man that did it and became a model. I ain't going to lie, man.
Yeah.
Very deceiving.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very deceiving.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very, very deceiving.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, whoa, what the? You got weirdos out there, man. You got some freaking weirdos.
They got that Maury show. Some of the episodes on Maury.
Yeah.
I ain't watched it in a while, but he brings on a bunch of dudes that look like women, and the whole audience, they make a game out of it. The whole audience has to guess. Who was born
pick
a man
which one
first?
Has a rod.
Right. Who was born a man and who's the real woman? And it's crazy. Some of these dudes be cheering and going crazy for some of these.
But you know
men.
What? I'm going to tell you. All those shows, Maury, what was the other?
Jerry Springer,
all those things were gateway
right.
for the evil.
Mm-hmm.
For the evil that we're seeing today. All right, go ahead. Okay. How much we got on it? Okay, we're almost on this. I want to get to the actual fight.
The issue is still very divisive, especially when it comes to combat sports.
Look, everybody's clapping for that thing.
Idaho State Representative Barbara Ehrhardt believes it would only be fair for athletes who undergo a gender transition to compete against others who have done the same.
Right.
Every sport, every division, whether it's high school.
Well, I don't agree with it at all, but if they're going to do it because it's their kingdom right now, right, then yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You want to equality, just make everything
right.
Equal.
Right. Exactly. Go ahead.
Immediately, internationally, the Olympics. We're all dealing with this right now because it's increasing in its velocity and the participation.
Stop 1 second. You know when this is going to stop? When a dude just forget that he a woman, that he tried to be a woman, and the man comes out of him
and kills one of them in the ring.
Right.
Yeah.
Because she kicked him in the nuts with the shoe that I mentioned when I was a kid. No, but I'm seriously, and he gonna freaking give her a left hook? Cause you're gonna see, dude. I'm gonna tell. We gotta get to the fight. You're gonna see. At one point, you could tell the man came out of him. Like he was trying to be, you know, all fluffy at the beginning to try to make it convincing.
Fight feminine.
But dude, you're gonna notice. Y'all gonna notice, man. Y'all brothers that fight, yo. Y'all watching online, man. Y'all know a fighter. Okay. Me personally, I don't ever underestimate anybody, but I'm gonna read you. Right? You got to read the other person. You got to expose the weaknesses. You could tell somebody who could fight and who can't. Now, on any given Sunday, you know, they get the right punch. That's it, right?
Right.
But you could tell who could throw hands and who can't. You're going to see what I'm talking about in this video. Hey, man, play.
Boys and men in our women's sports is increasing.
Too.
Even though it's hard to see someone get beat up and to be forced to compete against a biological male.
Put that picture back. Roll back a little bit. He was satisfied with that thing. See his face? Yeah.
And it's a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a woman.
He's probably thinking, this is his sister. Yeah, Brittany. Like,
you see that?
Yeah.
Hey, maybe that happened when he was a kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe that's why he even went into special force to prove something.
Something
I know what you're saying.
It's something psychological.
No. I know. Well,
they're
evil, man. They're evil. That's why.
And you know what? Else too, Cap? Like, some of these women could say, no, I don't want to fight this man and compete with this man. But these women want to be like men. They want that equality, and they want bragging rights to say, I beat up a man.
Hey, you're going to see when they show the fight? That's exactly what that other woman was thinking.
Right.
She really thought she had a fighting chance. In her mind, and you know, she had a bunch of other ones like her, rooting her on during training, man.
Yep.
You know, she hitting the bag, probably hitting the
speed
bag.
That same spirit. That same spirit.
Doing her thing, man. And you know, she was like, yeah, I got this.
Yep.
I got this. Because you know, the mere fact that she got in a ring means she accepts this.
Right.
You got humble that day, though.
Exactly.
Oh,
you got humble.
Well, she learned that day.
Hey, you know what's crazy? The Black, Hispanic, and Native women go in a ring with the man at home and try to fight the man at home.
Hey, I seen videos on TikTok, bro. Yo, sister posting up.
Yeah.
Squaring off the whole thing. Like, yo, it's like with skill.
Yeah.
You know, they're from the hood.
Mm-hmm.
They had brothers. They grew up all their life fighting. Yeah. And, yo, they're like, yo.
Ready to get it in, but
you
play victim
listen,
when they
listen,
get
listen,
beat up.
Listen, I've never hit a woman in my life.
It's crazy.
I don't believe in a man hitting a woman.
Nope,
I don't believe in that spousal abuse or anything at all. At all. Okay? I locked many men up for that because you don't do that. It's a mix. It's a mixed match.
All right, domestic.
But I got to tell you, if you fucking square, excuse my language, if you squaring off on me like that.
Yeah.
Hey, Cap,
that's tough.
Real quick.
I don't know. You may get a jab somewhere. You may get a jab somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Notice I said jab.
Right. Somewhere.
That's all it's going to
right.
Be. You know, notice I
right.
said jab.
Because you
right?
can swing out the air and,
right.
And
right.
They play victim.
We ain't going on. We ain't doing all of this.
Right.
With
you know the rear choke and
we ain't doing all of that.
And loving it.
We ain't doing all of that.
No, we don't love to put hands
and
on
it. And it ain't
going to
be a jab. It'll be a slap box jab.
Right.
Right. Open hand.
What is that called? Educational stop?
Yeah.
Yeah, the educational
stop. 52 blocks type stuff.
Right. Just
educational stop, Dave. It'll be an educational stop. That's all it would take.
Yeah.
Hey, Cap.
Yes, sir.
Real quick.
Go ahead, man. Wow, bro. Damn.
I've seen that before.
Man, yo, I haven't even eaten today, bro. Yet.
That's crazy.
In the near future, many men will spend lots of money trying to figure out why their wives can't get pregnant. Yo. Damn. Play the video.
That's crazy.
Freaking speechless, bro. No. See, my generation, man, this was it hits me even harder, aside from the truth, first and foremost, because we this was not accepted, man.
Mm-hmm.
When you were like this, your parents sent you to Puerto Rico. They sent you down south. They sent you somewhere. You weren't hanging out in daddy's house.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't hanging out in Jim Evans' house. Y'all know
Jim?
Oh,
yeah, good time.
Yeah. James. You weren't hanging out in James Evans' house like that.
My papa said you would be in a mental home. They had to come get you back then.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you were getting committed. You weren't There's a salsa song about that too, man. It's called El Gran Varón.
Mm.
Anybody watch it, man? That's Northern Kingdom. That's Southern Kingdom. They like salsa too.
Yeah, I like salsa.
Doesn't end well in that song for the dude.
Mm.
Go ahead.
To see someone get beat up and to be forced to compete against a biological male. It's stories like this that you're covering that will only help our issue moving forward. I would absolutely be supportive in helping to provide opportunities for an entire...
All right, stop. Let's get to the fight. Enough hearing Iso's psychological rhetoric.
Mm. Medical terms.
But she ain't say she don't agree with it.
Right.
She just said they should fight the way. Put the fight. Yeah, put the fight. Put the fight. If you want to call it that, put the show. Start from the beginning. This the one I posted.
We have a historic moment for the second time in the
fast
history of MMA. A trans athlete in South Carolina. History about
the second time is a pro.
Right. Off land.
All right, stop. Go right there.
Fighting nails. Right there.
Yep.
Emotions.
Right there.
Isn't a shock to the system, but we will find out as
so you see right there,
Provost
so,
comes out
with the kick. With the kick, hands, still, the man kick. Was still there.
Now, a lot of they have to bring themselves down, which is kind of frustrating. The shorter person actually has an advantage because they're able to go inside the pocket or
by lasting
like
long.
A stronger fighter.
Who punches like that when you're a man, bro?
Coming in, getting pecked away. No. They get in the clinch, and this is where McLaughlin could have an advantage.
Tomorrow
Thank
is September 11th.
Yes.
Very hard in the head, and another right hook.
Just a ton of activity, a volume of punches.
This fight lasted too long.
Now, interesting to note, Max, if we heard she took all the essentials to make that transition, her power, her strength,
that
one and the same. Yep.
Provost took a big right cross.
That's when the estrogen
and Tamir's going to keep going with that working all along.
Provost knows.
I told you, those that know how to fight. Or box or any type of professional. You know what I'm talking about.
Do something to get this to the ground.
We're seeing that right here, right now.
And homegirl, she's being in power right now. Like, I got
very appreciative for Provost to take this fight. I don't know how appreciative.
But watch, the man's
but
coming out. Watch. The man's going to come out soon.
They are just slinging here in close quarters. Combination Provost. Those punches don't have the zip that they have.
Also, those long legs breakers.
You're going to catch homegirl.
Train with some combative fighters like Claudia Diaz.
He's
going to
catch homegirl. Your
head
is going to be like, what the hell?
She got clocked with the right hand. Alana.
Watch left. Yeah, she's taking this punishment. But
whoa, that's when she realized she was in there with a man. Watch. That's not even a real kick, bro. Come on. What man kicks like that?
There was a little dirt of pressure of the two.
Celine needs to use that jab.
Watch.
Use that jab. Set it up. There we go.
We will take a break. A fascinating
coach, you got
first
this.
Round between Provost and McLaughlin. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back.
Watch. The next round is when the man comes out. Watch.
Number two, a different looking Alana McLaughlin. She took a lot of.
Coach was like, "Hey, don't forget you're a man."
Watch.
You can see Celine trying to go for the kick to the midsection.
His spirit says, "Don't forget
you're
a man."
It's just a dangerous situation.
Watch. Whoa! Hey! Stop! Women don't hit like that.
Mm.
No.
That's when the man came out. He said, all right, the show is over. I got enough. That's what they told him in the ring. They said, okay, you knotted up enough. All right, now you're a man.
Mm.
Watch. And you got to see the expression of the woman's face when she gets hit with these shots. Go ahead.
The rip. It's just a dangerous situation. It's almost like if you're walking into a pothole.
McLaughlin coming up big, and now Provost has
hit
a few more times. A lot of punishment.
You don't do those things. Like, come on,
connected.
Dude.
The second one, not so much. Provost has to get
to this day for people.
No. Stop.
She wanted to play victim.
Stop. She said,
she wanted to call the cops at this point.
Wait. You weren't supposed to do it. Hit me like that. That's when keeping it real went wrong.
Oh, my goodness.
That's where, at that moment, no, she realized, what the hell
that's
did I do?
Equality went wrong.
Yeah. And when she got hit with that, she saw the picture of, you can do this, sister.
Goodness.
And she was like, but this is not a sister.
Hey, Cap, even though these are Edomites, just to know that we're righteous, we don't condone it. This thing, he beating on a woman.
Right.
It's not something see. You don't
No. Trust me, man. It's hard to watch even now.
I don't like
I wanted y'all to see reality.
Right. And this is a
she's bigger than him.
Taller.
And
this is an official, officiated sporting event.
Sanctioned and everything.
Right, sanctioned. This ain't just something on the street.
Right.
Everybody trained, signed waivers, and was ready to go in and do this.
Hey, guess what?
So this is what she asked for.
Guess what? We don't even know what that punch, that one punch could have had, you know, could have had a brutal effect. Those gloves are only to protect your hands.
Right.
Those ain't boxing gloves.
No.
Those ain't 8-ounce gloves, man. They're like 3-ounce, 5-ounce, whatever the hell they are, man.
Mm-hmm. And in the first round, he took her wheel in. You can see somebody get hit if they curl up like that. Her wheel was gone to fight anyway.
Yeah,
she didn't want
no more. Go ahead. Let's finish this thing.
The second one, not so much. Provost has
to watch
the
next punch.
Day from
PC. Oh! See the,
the back of her head.
Oh, she's like, I'm in.
Something new.
Wait, but, oh!
Big right hand.
See what I'm saying?
I'm
not excited about it. I'm being realistic.
Absolutely, but you know,
that's an argument people will bring up.
See, you notice it's different, but stop. You notice how the difference in how he squared. Now he squared up.
Mm-hmm.
Now he was throwing punches with a purpose.
Right. Fighting like a man.
Right.
Right.
Right, because the story of the frog, the toad, and the scorpion, right? The scorpion freaking still stung the toad.
Right.
He asked him why. We both got like, because I'm a scorpion.
Mm.
At that moment, he said, I'm a man.
You should have knew better.
This is what you signed
right.
up for.
Right.
That's crazy.
Right. Right.
Where was her father at?
Mm.
Who the hell knows? It was obviously not around.
Where was his father at?
Right.
First of all,
right.
Like,
hey, I would have
condoned that.
I wouldn't have condoned it. But let's
right.
say I was in a, I would have had to jump in that octagon and whoop his ass.
That's
crazy.
That was my point, Cap.
Knock the pink off the head, bro.
Man.
Hey, for time's sake, let's go into Romans. Give me Romans and start at one. And this is going to be twofold where I'm covering here for you Christians that may be watching, or those that are brand new and really sincerely are trying to repent and get answers. This is the book of Romans we're going to go to. We're going to start at verse 1. This is Paul speaking. Right? Christians love to go to some polls, right? And this is the Romans who, in Christianity, they believe that Paul was speaking to Edomites, Romans.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But we're going to prove that that's not the case. And then we're going to show you how this was all scriptural. Everything that we're watching in this whole topic. Go ahead.
This is the book of Romans, chapter 1 and verse 1.
Uh-huh.
Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ,
uh-huh.
called to be an apostle. Separated unto the gospel of God.
Okay, read 2.
Verse 2, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures.
Okay, so we lead it to something here, right? This is Paul, all right, who, when you read in the book of Romans, it says he's from the tribe of Benjamin, et cetera,
right.
et cetera. Okay, go ahead.
Concerning his son, Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David.
I'm glad you stressed that. He was made through sex. Mary and Joseph had sex, for any Christians that may be on here. And, oh, the Immaculate Conception. No, that's the Immaculate Deception. Go ahead.
According to the flesh.
According to the flesh. On your own, you can read Ecclesiastes 1, 4 through 9. Okay, jump down to 7.
Verse 7. To all that be in Rome, beloved of God.
Oh, to all that be in Rome. So that's speaking to everyone, right?
Mm-hmm.
All nations. We'll see about that. Go ahead.
Called to be saints.
These people that Paul is speaking to, you know where I want to go, get me?
Right,
you're there already? All praises. These people that he's speaking to, the all that be in Rome, are the ones that are called to be saints. Who are the saints according to the scriptures? Go ahead.
The book of Psalms, chapter 148, verse 14.
Freedom.
He also exalteth the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel.
Israelites, y'all Israelites, you blacks, Hispanic, Native Americans who are the Israelites, y'all the saints. Okay? Go back to 7.
To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints.
So Paul was only speaking to the Israelites. More proof. There's plenty, plenty of scriptures that proves that the whole Bible and the New Testament and all the disciples were only speaking to the Israelites. Go ahead.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
16.
Verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first.
To the Jew first, meaning the southern kingdom. The southern kingdom. Go ahead.
And also to the Greek.
Now, you got to ask yourself, This is the book of Romans.
Right.
Or is it the book of Greek?
Hmm.
Why wouldn't it say also to the Romans if he was only speaking to the Romans, the Edomites? Because under Hellenism, when you read the book of Maccabees, it explains that it was a crime to be called, to call yourselves a Jew.
That's right.
You were called Hellenists. I'm not going into it now because I don't have time. According to the Zondervan Bible Dictionary, those were Jews that took took Greek as their language and their culture. That's why they were called Hellenists. Go ahead.
Verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness.
For against all ungodliness, go ahead.
And unrighteousness.
And unrighteousness. Everything. Now, they're heathen, but guess what? Our people will follow this and have probably followed this already.
Of men
mm-hmm.
who hold the truth in unrighteousness.
Uh-huh. Give me 20.
Verse 20. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen.
So you brothers and sisters that have your secret sins, that think you're going to do this and get away with it, that you're going to be at night when you're not around the brothers and sisters, man, you're going to be effeminate, you're going to be a homosexual or a lesbian, and then when you're here on the Sabbath, you're going to come in here like you're not. It's going to be revealed.
That's right.
Ecclesiastes 7:26 talks about that little birdie.
Mm-hmm.
Says, curse not the king, because it will come out. You got it? So come out real quick.
It's Ecclesiastes 10.
No, 7:26, I believe it is.
No,
is it? All right, well, you may be right. You may be right.
I got you.
Curse not the king. Because, again, for people that may think that they're going to keep all this stuff secret.
Book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 10, verse 20.
There you go.
Curse not the king.
Uh-huh.
No, not in thy thought. And curse not the rich in thy bedchamber.
Uh-huh.
For a bird of the air shall carry the voice,
uh-huh,
and that which hath wings shall tell the matter.
That's no secrets in Israel. We've been saying it for years in IUIC.
That's right.
There ain't no secret.
Mm-hmm.
Either someone's going to see you. We used to have sisters in New York wear dress with fringes on a Sabbath, and then we'll see them on a train. So our brother or sister will see them on a train with pants on.
Scripts can't be broke. Yeah.
It can't be broke.
That's right.
You will be revealed. You, and you're going to have to come and confess, because we have that many times too.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
All right?
Yep.
Go ahead, go
Romans
back.
Chapter 1 in verse 20. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse.
You ain't got no excuse. Mm. And you cannot say, I didn't do this.
Or I was born gay.
Oh, I was born gay.
Right.
Ain't no excuse.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no excuse.
That's
good
right.
point. Good point. I was born a lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's no excuse, because 7:29 said, and we know the Bible's written in masculine form, but that means man and woman were made upright. But we're going to read that. Go down to 22.
Verse 22. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools.
Wait, do 21. I'm sorry. Do
verse
21.
21. Because that, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God.
They're like, you know what? I don't give a damn.
Neither were
little Nas X. Who said he was brought up as a Christian? He knew God, not the true God, because you know they were teaching him the Caucasian Caesar Borgia God, but he knew God. This was in his teachings, I'm pretty sure, that homosexuality was a sin.
Hmm.
Right? But he knew not God. Go ahead.
Neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination.
Vain in their imaginations. Lies were put in their spirit. Go ahead.
And their foolish heart was darkened.
And their foolish heart was darkened with sin, with evil. Go ahead.
Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools.
Because you ask these people that are living this life like this today, and they're going to say, I could be who I want.
Mm.
I can identify with who I want.
Mm.
Professing themselves to be wise, God made me this way. Right?
Right.
But what does God say they are? They what?
And they became fools.
They became fools. Fools.
Mm.
That goes for the Christians, too, that try to battle us out in the camp or with comments.
Right.
You became a fool. You're professing yourself to be wise. If you don't know you're an Israelite and you don't know that you're supposed to keep the law, statutes, and commandments,
right.
You must.
Mm-hmm.
They're commandments, not suggestions. You became a fool.
Mm.
Don't come to us with that wickedness.
That's right.
Come to us humble and we'll show you the way. You come to us with foolishness, we're going to show you the door.
Mm.
Yeah, 5-minute mark.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead. 24.
Verse 24. Wherefore God also gave them up.
Wait. Read 23. I'm sorry.
Verse 23. And changed the glory of.
No, read it good.
Verse 23. And changed the glory of the uncorruptible God.
They changed the glory of the uncorruptible God. By saying I was born this way, you're saying that God is corrupt.
Right.
Go ahead.
Into an image made like to corruptible man.
We just viewed this on the video. Go ahead.
And to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things.
Uh-huh.
Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness.
So because they feel that way, what did the Most High God do?
Gave them up to uncleanness.
He said, you want to do you? You want to do you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you.
Right.
Okay, do you.
Mm-hmm.
For whether it be for a season or forever, do you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
Through their lust of their own heart.
Of their own minds. Their own beliefs. Go ahead.
To dishonor their own bodies between themselves.
Uh-huh.
Who changed the truth of God into a lie.
Who changed the truth of lie to the God. Who did that? The Edomites.
That's right.
And the other nation. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And worship and serve the creature.
What's that creature? The Caucasian man mm-hmm. and woman. That's the creature. Go ahead.
More than the creator.
Because you worship. This is an Edomite. Mm-hmm. You see it? This is just what I said. It's the gate. Feminism right. was the gateway drug mm-hmm. for the evil that we're seeing today on the earth. Mm-hmm. It opened that evil that was for thousands of years before back up. Because mm-hmm. guess what? America, they have morals at one point.
Right.
They did have morals. Mm-hmm. Leave it to Beaver, My Three Sons, A Portrait of Eddie's Father. Y'all
Bunch.
Don't know about none of this.
Not
stuff,
a
but
Brady
the Brady
Bunch.
Right. Brady Bunch always had a moral.
Yep.
Greg, the moral is, you
right,
know, they always
right.
had something. Mm-hmm. They had morals.
Right.
Meanwhile, they were doing crazy stuff behind the scenes, mm-hmm. the Brady Bunch, man, banging each other. Anyway, go ahead.
Who is blessed forever. Amen.
Amen. Go ahead, 26, real quick.
For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affection.
Uh-huh.
For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature.
Which is against nature. Nature comes from the root word natural. It ain't natural to go ahead and cut your thing off and say, now you're a woman. Take estrogen shots or whatever the hell these people do to go ahead and try to go against the Most High God. All right, give me 1 Corinthians 14. Is that what I want? Author of confusion or is it 15?
Yeah, I got you. It's 14.
Okay.
14:33?
Yeah.
34.
34?
On the way.
Go ahead. We'll close out with this.
Book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 14, verse 33. For God is not the author of confusion,
uh-huh.
but of peace,
uh-huh.
as in all the churches of the saints.
As in all the churches of the saints. He is not the author of confusion.
That's right.
You guys got anything?
No, that's it.
With that, enjoy the rest of your Sabbath. We say shalom.
Shalom.
God bless. Thank you.
No praise
to the
Most High. It was my honor.
That's the definition of a punk.
Dude, you saw that, right? You saw what I'm talking about? Yo, the man came out of him. You're only going to let... It's like domestic dispute.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to hold back because you know better, right?
Right.
But she's going to catch you with the one shot and you're going to forget that you know better.
Mm.
And you see it all the time. The bus driver on the bus with the young sister. He forgot that she was a young sister. And he knew what the consequence was going to be. Because he even said it.
That was it.